Enlivening Musings and the Pleasure Fairy, here to inspire more daily pleasure and aliveness into your life. Amp up your zhuzhiness. Invite your weird out to be loved on for radical self-love, enhancing your life and relationships. Go to crystalfranco.com for free and paid experiences. To be able to unlock what's really there, because that's kind of the thing, is I love helping unlock what's there for somebody so that they can be like, whoa, okay. And then they get to step into that other side, you know, be it the pleasure side, be it the peace of, you know, opposite of like their anxiety and stress, the rest and relaxation and rejuvenation, opposite of the overwhelmed and tired and strung out and all of that. Welcome to Enlivening Musings. I'm Crystal, and I am here kicking off season 4 of this podcast, and I am really excited about it. I have been in a very inward, my second line, I'm a 6'2 in human design, my second line self has been very internal, sitting with all of the creations that I have in the world and just really like marinating with what I want to bring to the world from here on out, what I'm wanting to share, a lot of refining and just really being with it. And as I've done that, I have been inspired finally to visit the podcast and how I want it to look moving forward. So here I am. I am back and ready to start sharing everything. Took a little bit of a break there, about 4 months, I think. And, you know, that sometimes is the way that it goes. So here we are. We are back. I am going to be doing a bunch of things. So here's kind of the rundown of how I want this to look. I'm going to be doing certain series topic things like I did when I did the Radically Love You mini series on here. I want to be able to spend time to go deeper into things and really give you a lot of value through, you know, some of them will probably be a little bit shorter and some of them might get a little bit longer episodes. That way we can really hone in and you can get a lot of that value where, you know, you're not having to dive into a course or dedicate a whole lot to it. So that's one big subset that I'm wanting this to be. There will be the offshoots that are just random one episodes. There's going to still be the times when I am co-hosting with Katie that I'm super excited about. And I'm also going to be bringing in another good colleague, friend, person in my sphere named Kayla. And then the idea is to also have our little trio on some of these episodes, because of course this podcast is about musing about. I'm here to really just put that out there as the muse, as well as to drop insights and inspirations, invitations, things for you to just be like, and explore in your own mind, body, spirit. And the entire focus is, of course, to be very fully alive, healthy, vibrant, feeling that zhuzh, that like lives within each of us so that we can really feel that percolating through our cells and you can feel that aliveness, bringing that vitality, that health, you know, just that that exists and that we all have the capacity for, and then how that ripples into the rest of our lives. And of course, one of the foundations of that is radical self-love. And in all of this, foundations of all of this is heart work and just the nervous system and all of the things. So really being able to bring all of that and bring it then into relationship and everything outside of ourselves as well. So starting with the self, and then bringing that into the rest of our world, including into relationship, all the relationships, but of course, like those very intimate, closest relationships. So I hope you're excited with me. I hope you're going to tune in and like enjoy what's here. I also want to just invite you to share things, especially since I've been a little MIA. You know, if you've liked a previous episode, again, I mean, very similar content in that way is coming too. So being able to just give me a great review, that'd be great. Or share this with somebody, because that's one of the things that as I've been sitting here is how much I really want to touch more people, which is funny to say out loud because as a massage therapist, I touch people. but I'm saying it from this perspective of hearing a lot of the opposite of what I do, basically, out in the world. I've been hearing a lot of pain, and of course, pleasure, the opposite, is going to like help counteract all of that pain, and it's not about bypassing the pain. No, if you know me, you know that's not what I'm saying. But it's in that opposite land. I see a lot of struggle. I see a lot of complaints in relationship, and like there's been so much where I have been hearing these different things from people in my sphere, which aren't all people I'm close to. It's just, it can be random people who happen to be at the same events that I'm at, and being able to drop these little nuggets of inspiration, wisdom, whatever they are, you know, to be able to unlock what's really there, because that's kind of the thing, is I love helping unlock what's there for somebody so that they can be like, whoa, okay, and then they get to step into that other side, you know, be it the pleasure side, be it the peace, of, you know, opposite of like their anxiety and stress, the rest and relaxation and rejuvenation, opposite of the overwhelmed and tired and strung out and all of that. And so just in that experience of having all these things kind of coming around me, I feel even more inspired to really try to reach more people, because the world is needing this. It's needing this. Like a little while back, I hosted a sacred sex class in person. So locally, I'm able to do those in person. I do have it online if anybody wants to dive into it online. So go for it. It's amazing. I love it. And what's interesting for me in that experience was, one, seeing just the different ranges of where people are at, because that's one of the things I like to do, is meet people where they are at. And so seeing that different range and seeing where and how much I need to bring things to these foundational layers. Like if you're not in your body, let's start there. You know, it's so important. So that was one thing about that. But tied into that was this awareness that there are a lot of people who haven't had the ecstatic states of existence that I have experienced in my life. And that makes me a little sad. I get surprised when I first like hear some of these things, and then I sit here and I'm just like, oh my gosh, I want to be able to gift that to them, you know? And there's no pushing anybody in any sort of direction, and there's no forcing any sort of experience onto somebody. So I can't do it in that way, obviously. So that's kind of where I've been sitting the past few months, is how can I really impact the world with what I've experienced and what I have to share that really does help get people to these places, because it's made my life pretty great. You know, my life is not perfect in any way, shape, or form, and I have really awful days sometimes. And I've had these really amazing experiences, and I have daily pleasure that I experience, and I connect with my body, and I feel zhuzhi, like, a lot, you know? So there's just so much potential out in the world, and I want to be able to share that. So again, back to what I'm trying to say is, if anything in any of these episodes ever touches you, please share it with somebody. Spread the word. Like, let's do this. Let's elevate, maybe is the word I'm looking for. Let's just shift and bring more pleasure into the world and allow it to create all of this change that is needed so there is less suffering on the planet as a whole, because our energy, our resonance does have an impact on that outside of us. So I'm back. I'm here. This isn't an April Fool's Day joke, even though I love April Fool's Day sometimes. So I hope you're here with me, and I'm here for you. I look forward to the future. All right. Mwah. Thanks for tuning in. Share this with a friend to spread the love. Connect with Crystal on Instagram at TheCrystalFranco or on her site, crystalfranco.com. Enjoy.